There is a much-loved region in the American fantasy where pale white women float eternally under magnolia trees and harmonious black music drifts like perfume through the precious air.
Mama?
The South I returned to, however, was flesh real and swollen belly poor. It had subsisted for hundreds of years on the returns from the cotton plantations, a town split in half by racial prejudice. Whites on one side, blacks on the other.
Maya? Maya, praise God Almighty, you home safe.
This is Clyde, Mama. My son.
Hello, Clyde. Just a little man, ain't you?
She was my grandmother, but I'd always called her Mama. And now, we were back in her store.
Come through to the kitchen, sister. I'm gonna make you a little something to eat.
I'm home.
Now, what you crying for? Give that child to me and go wash your hands. You can set the table. Reckon you remember where everything is?
Yes, Mama.
The Lord my God is a rock in a weary land, and he bought your home all in one piece.
Christ and church were still the pillars of her life. And being back with grandmother, the prostitution, the lesbians, the hurt of losing Curly, disappeared into a never-could-have-happened land.
Oh, I had a wonderful time in San Francisco.
I waited on the curious in the store and let them look me over.
I was a chef, you know. Had a place of my own.
No one asked what brought me back to this dusty moat, because they all needed to believe that a land existed even beyond the Northern Star, where Negroes were treated as people and whites were not the all-powerful ogres of their experience.
You ready to go, Marguerite?
Mm-hmm. Night, Mama. Don't wait up.
A few girls and boys, with whom I'd had only generalities in common all my life, asked me along for an evening at the Dewdrop Inn Cafe.
What you having to drink, Marguerite?
Coca-Cola, please.
A pint of slow gin appeared as if by magic.
Come on, Marguerite, let's dance.
The music entered my body and raced along my veins. Hooray, I was having a good time. I had never had the chance to learn the delicate art of flirtation, so now I mimicked the other girls at the table.
Marguerite?
I looked around the table and was surprised that everyone was gone.
Elsie, how are you?
He was the boy who had lived on the hill behind the school we both attended, who rode his own horse and at 15 picked as much cotton as the grown man.
Come on, let's dance.
Despite his good looks, he was never popular. His mother had died when he was a baby, and his father drank moonshine to forget.
Oops.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, we're going to dance?
No, we're getting out of here. Come on.
Outside, the air was only a little darker and a little cooler, but it cleared one corner of my brain.
Where are you taking me? What are you going to do?
It's not me, it's you. You're going to throw up.
But I don't want to throw up. I'm not in the least.
I say, put your fingers in your mouth and get that mess out your stomach.
Really, I'm fine. I think I'll join my friends.
Marguerite, they not your friends. They laughing at you.
They couldn't be laughing at me. Not with my sophistication and city ways.
Are you crazy?
No, you funny to them. You got away and then you came back. What for? And with what to show for your travel? They wanted to see you show your butt outright. So they gave you extra drinks of slow gin.
What?
They want to be free. Free from this town and crackers and farming and yes-sawing and no-sawing.
But, L.C., you could go away, too.
And what would my papa do? I'm all he's got. Here, use the water to wash your mouth out.
L.C. walked me back to the store, all the while talking as if I wasn't there.
I've thought about going to New Orleans or Dallas. But all I know is how to chop cotton, pick cotton, and hoe potatoes.
I knew for sure he was going to continue talking to himself after I was safely in bed.
After my mother died, Papa never wanted to leave the house. Sometimes when he's drunk 2 bottles of White Lightning, he talks to her. How come you didn't take me with you, Rena? And I act like I don't even hear him.
We were nearing the store.
Here. Chew these sin. Sister Henderson ought not to know you've been drinking. Good night, Marguerite. Take it easy.
And he melted into the darkness. The following year, I heard that he had blown his brains out with a shotgun on the day of his father's funeral. Arkansas summer mornings have a feathering effect on stone reality. I dressed San Francisco style. Girdle, high heels, short white gloves, and hair straightened to an inch of its life and greased to desperation for my shopping trip downtown to collect a sewing pattern. The skin on my thighs scudded like wet rubber as I stepped inside the Stamps general merchandise store. A tall, blonde saleswoman confronted me. I tried to make room for her in the narrow aisle. She moved to her right, I moved to my left. I right, she left.
Girl, you stand still and I'll pass you.
Couldn't she see from my still white, though dusty gloves, that I wasn't a servant to be ordered around? I had walked under a sun of fire, yet was standing with the cool decorum of a great lady.
No, you stand still and I'll pass around you.
What's your name, girl? Where you from? Speak up. Speak up, I said. What's your name?
My name is Miss Johnson. If you have occasion to use my name, which I seriously doubt, I advise you to address me as Miss Johnson. And where I'm from is no concern of yours, but rather where you are going. I'll slap you into the middle of next week if you dare to speak to me like that again. You can take your filthy sewing pattern and stick it you know where.
Oh!
Mama stood on the porch, facing the road.
Mama, what's the matter? What's wrong?
They say you've been downtown at the general merchandise store, showing out.
It was the principal of the thing, Mama.
Here's your principal, young miss.
So that's how my triumph had been described to her.
It was the principal, Mama.
Each time I mumbled principal, I found myself in the soft dust in front of the porch.
Get up! Stand up, I say! You think cause you've been in California these crazy people won't kill you? You think them lunatic cracker boys won't try to catch you in the road and violate you? You think because of your all-fire principles the men in white hoods won't come riding over? You do? Well, you're wrong! Ain't nothing to protect you and us except the good Lord and some miles.
Mama, please.
I packed you and the baby things. Brother Wilson is coming to drive you to Louisville.
Mama, no.
My grandmother's intent to protect me had caused her to hit me in the face and send me away where she thought I'd be safe. Mother took me and Clyde into her new house in the cool gray hills of San Francisco, as if we had just returned from a long-intended holiday. I was a woman, had a child, responsibilities, and no real profession. Then an idea snapped, saluted in my brain.
The Army? I'm going to join the Army.
The U.S. Army always needed nice colored girls, well-raised from good families, though they'd never allow a single mother.
Yes, they'll examine me physically and find out about the baby.
They won't be able to tell, will they?
Only one way to find out. Might as well try for officer candidate school while I'm at it.
At the U.S. Army Recruitment Center, a uniformed woman offered me a Dagwood sandwich of brochures and application forms. Food, training, and comradeship. In 2 years, I could buy a house for me and my son. Might even find a man, too. I sidled over the questionnaires and applications, double-checking, double-lying.
Married? Check one. No. Children? Check one. No.
All right, this will be cold.
The gynecologist's table was my Armageddon. I had no more idea of a woman's reproductive organs than I had of the structure of the moon. I had to wait a few days for the results of the tests, and then...
Miss Johnson?
Yes, I'm Miss Johnson.
I tried to put the so what into my voice.
Sergeant Matthews at the induction center.
I know. Go on, damn it.
You've passed all your tests and have been included in the March-April quota of personnel to enter officer candidate school. Is that all right with you?
I nodded into the phone.
Will you be prepared to leave the San Francisco area at the beginning of May for Fort Lee, Virginia?
Oh, yes, I can certainly be ready for May 1st. I'm most happy to have this opportunity.
Well, come down in the next few days and sign the loyalty oath. Goodbye.
Yes!
When I told my brother Bailey, he turned a cold stare on me. Men are trying like hell to get out. My sister's dying to get in. Dumb bunny. I made arrangements to give away all of my personal belongings, including my books, except my favorites, the Russian writers. They would be packed away in my mother's basement.
Johnson, the recruitment center, this morning. That's an order, soldier.
It sounds urgent.
It's about a discrepancy in your documents.
I was an unmarried mother and they'd found me out. I had lied and probably committed perjury. I couldn't run, I couldn't hide. I went to the government building.
Did you or did you not sign the loyalty oath?
I did.
And were you or were you not asked to if you had ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I was asked and I said no.
Well, if that was all it was...
You lied, Johnson. The California Labor School is on the House Un-American Activities list.
I only studied dance and drama there when I was 14.
It's a communist organization and you know it. You went to the school for 2 years. Communists are ungodly, Johnson, and this army fights under God.
I felt as if I was drowning.
Because you were young, and I hope still innocent, the army is not going to bring charges of falsification against you. But we definitely cannot risk you as a soldier in our army, Johnson. Dismissed. Dismissed!
I know I'd have made a good soldier. Because without the benefit of habit or training, my body turned sharply and walked out into the sunshine.
Oh, Bailey, where are you when I need you?
When I got back to Mother's house, I went straight to my brother Bailey's room. I needed him, like the old days when he'd helped me work out my problems. There was a deadness in the air. So I decided to brighten it up with fresh flowers and a change of bed linen. As I stripped off the sheet, a small packet of thin brown marijuana cigarettes fell to the floor. The U.S. Army, with its corps of spies, had been fooled by a half-educated black girl.
Thanks, baby.
Little did I realize I was about to slide down, down, down into the slimy world of mortal sin.